And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
I challenge you to do a lounge singer version of it. Just so you know, that's something great to work on.
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba, the whole thing. Yeah, it'd be awesome. By the way, thank you for tuning into the podcast. Subscribe on YouTube if you do that. Subscribe on whatever podcast app you're on. But most importantly, rate our podcast as highly as you can. Thumbs ups, all the stars. Mm-hmm. Do what you can do. Share the podcast, because if it continues to grow,
leave
we continue.
Comments on this and on everything else, on Facebook.
Yes. Leave comments wherever you are
wherever you are now.
Just comment. Go crazy.
I don't care what you say. I really don't. You can go to Big D and Bubba's Facebook page and leave a comment. It doesn't matter what it says.
Okay. All right.
Just so you
all
know.
All right. That's a brave man right there.
I'm just saying. It helps every little bit.
Episode 383. That's a lot of episodes, y'all. That is 383 times we have gathered here together and played a little fun stuff. So it's pretty great. I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, we're doing the podcast here from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. And if you love music, got to tell you about the Pickle Jar app. You need to download it if you haven't done it yet. Show your gratitude. You can tip your favorite artists and also support really cool causes around town. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can watch exclusive videos and music, things you can't find anywhere else. So get it. iPod. iOS.
That's right. Get it on your iPod.
Well, they do have the iPod Touch, which is like a phone without the phone. You can do it on iOS, Android, and, of course, you can do it on their app or their website too, picklejar.com. Oh, and I have a new gold this week.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was.
Mm. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. That kid, jerkwads.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
talking about us?
No. No. She was talking about some people who were hating on us.
Oh.
And yeah, so I was like, oh, that is a gold.
That kid, jerkwads.
So great.
Fantastic.
Really, yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
What do you, what is it? Are you eating something?
I was eating pizza.
Oh.
You got your pizza already?
Yeah.
You can't smell that?
Oh, yeah.
I smell candles.
Oh, see, I could smell that pizza wafting down the hall.
Oh, so good.
What'd you get? What kind'd you get?
I got a pepperoni with stuffed crust and also a chicken, I don't know, it's like chicken with Alfredo sauce.
I'm kind of shocked. I thought you would go to the Hawaiian style with the pineapple.
You enjoyed it
that day, though.
It was fine, but, you know.
Okay.
Do you guys, pepperoni pizza.
Obviously, you like it because you ordered it, but do you guys like the stuffed crust stuff?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
You
do?
Oh, man. It's so
with the cheese in it? Because what happens is it becomes a cheese stick that you a breadstick that you could dip into things.
Yeah.
It's just got a whole different, I don't know.
I guess I got a bad one. I tried it and was not very good.
Two meals in one.
Well, used to be Pizza Hut when they launched stuffed crust. It wasn't the same sauce that they used on their pan pizza. And that's why I was initially turned off. But now you can get the pan pizza sauce on the stuffed crust. And yes, I am fat because I know those things.
It really is. It's like two meals. I mean, you know, it's pizza with a side of pizza.
Yeah. I saw someone post a Pizza Hut red Coca-Cola cup. Remember the plastic tumblers?
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I want some of those. Those are so great. That was so many great memories of Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yep. They had them.
The Pizza Hut salad bar was their creamy Italian to this day still holds up as one of the best I've ever had. And I don't know who provided it because I would buy it in those industrial size jugs. Mm-hmm. So good.
And the red brick interior, you know.
So great.
The Galaga machine.
Yeah. Salad bar.
That's what
Didn't they have a salad bar?
She just said
that.
That
not
salad
what
bar.
I just said?
Oh, she was just talking about how great the salad bar was. Bubba was...
And what about their salad bar?
Bubba was staring at me as I talked about the salad bar.
No, I wasn't. I was looking in this direction. I was trying to get some stuff on my Twitter squared away. And I got distracted. So I'm sorry.
I saw.
Also, the salad bar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just so y'all know.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
Thank you. Jerk
Did you ever have a birthday party at Pizza Hut when you were a kid?
No.
I didn't know.
Oh, it was the best because they would take you on a tour of the kitchen.
I had a birthday party at McDonald's and they did that.
Really?
Yes. They showed us how it showed me how everything worked.
They'd show you the freezer. Ooh, don't get locked in there.
No.
And then they would show you the conveyor belt for the pie and how it took 6.5 minutes and it was perfectly timed. And then you got to order your very own personal pan pizza so nobody else could take your pizza. It was great.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that existed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they put a Pizza Hut in my town, it was a thing for about 5 years. Everybody's birthday party was there.
Well, that was us with McDonald's. Mm. I mean, that was the place. And then it went to Mr. Gaddy's was another one because they had a good game room.
Mr. Gaddy's did have a good game room.
That was the thing. They had all the arcade stuff, and it was great. But I love food theater. Like, I love being able to watch your food be made. I mean, that's why places like Subway, I think, took off, because you're watching them make your sandwich. And, Krispy Kreme, you're watching them make your donuts. You're like, I want that one, and they will give you that one.
I was going to tell you guys this the other day, and it's been sitting on my mind for this long, but it's not Subway. It sounds similar, but I was going to a place where they make your stuff as you order it, right? And I ordered a wrap, and I said, Chipotle. Can I get whatever? It's not a chain. It's a local place. And I said, hey, can I get whatever it is? Just no onions. And they're like, yeah. And I watched the chick making it, and she grabs the handful of onions. She puts it on, and she starts picking it off. And I go, excuse me, did you put onions on that? And she goes, yeah, I'm taking them off. And I go, can you remake that?
Yeah.
And she looked at me and goes, they barely touched it, but okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when you say, I'm highly allergic. And if you do this, I will die right here in your restaurant.
Don't ever lie about food allergies.
No, I'm not going to lie, but I just said, I can't do onions. And I don't think that I was wrong to say, please remake it, because you know the taste of onions. Once it's on there, it gets
listen,
on everything.
That's me with pickles, y'all.
Yeah.
I love them both.
Don't you even put pickles near my food.
Now, is there a food that you guys grew up not liking, but then as you got older, you like it? Mm-hmm.
Hominy. Hominy was like the worst thing ever to me, and I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I know I eat it, and I like it, and beets. Hominy and beets, two things as a kid I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, but I love them both now.
I was fish. I wouldn't eat fish as a kid.
Really?
I didn't eat fish until I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat sushi until I was in my 20s. Now I love it. But
I thought so, yeah.
Brussels sprouts? Oh, dude, I love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, me too.
I love Brussels sprouts. And as a kid, that was like punishment to have to eat Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli, I like broccoli, but not as much as Brussels sprouts.
You like steamed broccoli with that Velveeta cheese on it?
Yes. Always.
Kick that up, man.
Do you know how much Velveeta is in my fridge right now?
How much?
I have two of the pound blocks and then two bags of Velveeta shredded.
They do shredded
Velveeta?
Why do you
have so much?
Because I got on this. Dee and I were talking the other day about how I was trying to eat my way out of my cabinets in my fridge, and I just got very much on this. Ooh, you know what sounds good? Velveeta.
On everything.
Then I ate like half a block in a day. So then I had to go back to the store to make sure I didn't run out of Velveeta. It is. You open it up and you're like, what monster lives in this house that she has egg whites and Velveeta? That's it.
My wife would get mad. She would send me to the store for Velveeta, and I always buy the store brand Velveeta.
Oh,
and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's the same thing.
Not with Velveeta.
No, it ain't.
It is.
It's not always the same.
All right. You know, we're going to do a taste test.
Okay.
We're going to do a taste test.
We'll find the fake Velveeta.
Let's go.
All right. We'll do it. I'm making a note. Bring in fake Velveeta. We're going to do a taste test, and we're gonna
Fovita.
See.
Yeah, it's Velveeta.
Fovita is pretty great.
It's close.
Why would someone fake Velveeta?
Like, I know Velveeta is already like the cheapest
the
thing.
No, the run.
Have you bought Velveeta?
Velveeta's not cheap.
I paid $9 for a 1 pound block.
No, that's not
and
even real cheese.
And she ate it in one sitting.
Yeah, but it was good, yo. It was a good $9.
Velveeta used to be cheap. That's why my grandma used it on everything.
That's why, same, my grandma, everything was Velveeta, but
isn't Velveeta the same as government cheese? It's the same.
No, it's not.
No.
I think it is, actually.
Velveeta,
they know each other.
They played a good long game. They said, we're going to get everybody's grandma to buy us because we're cheap, and then we're going to get you all addicted, and then we're going to jack up the prices.
Yeah, that's right.
They had the foresight, man.
Yeah,
they knew.
It's like a drug dealer. First one's free.
You guys got anything about Velveeta? You got that liquid gold? That orange?
instead of a melt, you could just hold it in your hand. It's instead of a melt.
Oh, so good.
So American cheese is different. Like the slices, like the Kraft singles. That's not Velveeta, right?
Right. It is.
That's straight up American cheese. Yeah, it's a different type.
It's a different flavor.
I don't think I can tell the difference.
Oh, I bet you could add that to our taste test.
Y'all ever had goat cheese?
Yes.
You like goat cheese?
Yes. Yep.
Have you had honey goat cheese?
I don't think so. A goat cheese got a little wang to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a wang to it. It's a good thing.
Or is it? Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah,
it's not like a little sour note or anything like that. It's nothing like. It's really good. Very whole tasting.
Yeah, goat cheese I like, but especially the honey, because I found that if I make a kale salad with grilled salmon, the touch of honey goes very well with the salmon.
Okay.
How is it that blue cheese is mold and it's safe and we love it?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know, like, what kind of mold is it that it's okay? Like, you know, you get mold in your house, you have to call in ServPro.
Mm-hmm.
You get mold on your cheese and you eat it.
Some mold is good, some mold is bad. I don't know.
Who finds that out?
Did you just go in there and take a hit?
Oh, yeah, pizza. Right. Pizza.
Disappear. If you're wondering, where's Patrick? Well, that's because he went in there.
Went in there, got a bite of pizza, came back.
You know, smoking the dragon.
Bite or was it a whole piece?
It was a couple of bites.
Okay.
You know.
You just kind of go before, and then you run back in. Maybe no one will notice I've been gone.
But the pizza just got here, so it's still hot. I don't want to. We do the whole podcast.
Why don't you just bring it and put it on the counter?
Because I'm not going to sit here and eat during the podcast.
Why?
I feel like we've done that before. I feel like it's redundant.
I like that better than you leaving, because you disengage.
But I'm going to help you out.
You don't care if I disengage.
I do care.
Do you know there's a salad bar?
There is a salad bar.
Because you disengage. Meanwhile, I'm not paying attention to anything the rest of you are saying.
I have re-engaged, and I am back in
this. Thank you for remembering that, Carson.
Y'all suck.
That was so great.
Y'all suck. Oh.
Occasionally, I got your back, Patrick.
Hungry, hungry hypocrite over here. Carson almost died.
Luckily, she knows a firefighter who could have done CPR.
I'm stealing that hungry hypocrite.
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
It's so good.
It's funny. I sent that to you the other day on a text.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Remember I sent that hippo? You're a hypocrite?
Oh, well, yeah, it's not the same as I know.
It's close.
He took your joke.
Okay.
I'm going to give him writing credit on this one.
All right, fine. I'll give you a point.
Thank you, Amy Schumer.
Word for third. Oh,
did you just call him Amy Schumer?
Wow.
Oh, Amy Mencia.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Wow. But you're doing great. The mold on blue cheese is from the same family of spores used to make penicillin.
See?
And
that's good for you, I think.
So, there are many varieties of blue cheese they're made with mold. Some people find this troubling, like Bubba.
No, I didn't find it troubling. I was just wondering why it's delicious, and then other mold we can't eat.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a big long article is what this is, and was hoping there would be bullet points, and there are none.
But it checked out because it was hard to understand. So there we go.
I see things now like, hey, man, here's the top five places you should go to. And if I start scrolling through it and I don't see numbers, next.
Yeah, I feel that with recipes. You look up a recipe and I got to scroll through four paragraphs and pages of stuff before you even tell me the ingredients.
My husband loves this.
All like that. Yes.
When I was a child, my grandmother and I would. No!
Well, a lot
stop
of them,
it!
Look at the top, they'll have a it'll have a button that says go directly to recipe. And it kind of skips all that for you. A lot of them don't, though. But I don't know why recipes are all that way.
Yes.
They're notoriously bad
that
about
format.
It.
That format. They're trying to scroll you through so many ads. That it because I did that. I was at the grocery store.
Is that
store.
What it's for? So
yeah, it's ads.
As you scroll, you pass the ads, so it counts as an impression.
Exactly what it is. Yep. It's so irritating.
That's why we're not good at this. When you go to our stuff, it's just right there. Boom. Yeah. Here's a video. Watch
you, might have
watch
to.
Watch a 15-second commercial you can skip through or whatever. That's it.
America's Test Kitchen is good. It's a pay site. It's been around for a long time, and they do a lot of research on all of their recipes, and they don't have that. But again, you're paying for it. Mm. And they've kind of splintered off into, I think they have three satellite programs now, like kind of a like a barbecue-y.
They've grown. Kinda,
yeah, they got, you know, the traditional and then the barbecue. And then there's, I think, one that's kind of more Epicurean, a little bit more fancier dishes.
I'm sorry, so what now?
Epicurean.
Epicurean.
Yeah.
I would like America's Sushi Kitchen. Like, I would love to learn how to make sushi.
Sushi's not hard to make at all. It just takes some practice. Hard. It's not. It just takes practice.
I think it would be fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I make sushi. What I do is mine is kind of redneck sushi. I take Swiss rolls and then I just slice them up and it looks like a sushi.
I am a fan of that.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is perfect.
Right. Okay. He eats them with chopsticks.
I do.
So you can show off.
Don't dip them in the stuff.
Nope. No. Nope.
Because that really ruins them.
You don't need soy sauce with your Swiss rolls.
They use like wicker mats to roll. Mm-hmm. So you can't. So it doesn't stick to it.
You know what I actually watched was a recipe on how to make Oreo sushi, and that you took Oreos and you separated the cookie from the cream, and then you mashed it up. You mashed the cookie with some sort. It must have been like actual heavy whipping cream, and then they put it in the fridge to chill, and then they spread the cream out on it, and then you rolled it like sushi. Yeah, it was a whole. I sat through that. Because I wanted to know how to make it.
Or you could just buy Swiss rolls and slice them.
I know, but this tasted like Oreos.
See, and that's actually a good thing for finger food, for like parties and things like that. You can just call it, you know, I know you do like theme parties where it would be a Walking Dead theme and it would be like eyeballs and everybody eats the whatever it is. You could do that with the thing. You could be like, you know, apocalypse sushi and just. Boop, 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 boop,
yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, see?
I'm talking about the. Tricking people into seeing all the ads. It made me think of what's written on Chris Jansen's shirt right now in the bathroom.
It just went right back down.
Do you know that story, Carson? Mm-mm. So on our website, we don't have photo galleries because all that is a reason for you to click through to get more impressions to try to trick advertisers into buying. We just don't play that game anymore.
When we used to work for one of the big corporations, their thing was, you know, because they had our website, they controlled all that. Yep. And so they wanted us to put photo galleries of topics. And so they would have us get our listeners to send pictures in, which was great because I remember my favorite one was when we did the Scrubs. Show us your Scrubs.
That's what that's about. That's what it just went right back down. It was about the Scrubs.
I love Scrubs. Mm-hmm. And so I just think somebody in Scrubs, and I think it works for males and females because it just makes them look more attractive. It just does. It shows off your brains. You can't be a dummy.
That's not what it is.
No.
I mean, it's just cute.
They're like cute. It's a uniform. It's a weird thing.
So anyway,
I love Scrubs.
To the store.
Anyway, so we had come up with this idea. We had done a couple of galleries that had worked pretty good. And the thing with the galleries, every time, if you remember, not a lot of places have those now. But you pull it up and you got to click the little click, click.
It would be
click,
a pop-up.
Click and pop-up. And every one of those clicks counts as a page view. And so the page views would skyrocket. And then we came up with like the Scrubs thing, which I think was Bubba's idea. And then we came up with ways to trick people into going and looking. Like, first it was one woman who said she was 35, but she looked like she was 25. And we're like, we don't believe it. You got to go see this lady. She's like number 82. And so
we had to click through 81 other people
through
first. 81.
And then I decided I was single at the time, and I had a crush on the girl who was number 175. And I wrote a song that I'm pretty sure is still in the system somewhere about the girl who was in picture number 175. And that made people go and click through 175 pictures. And there were only 222 of them or something like that. So you might as well just keep clicking.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, and it became a whole thing. Then we found the girl who was number 175 and got her to call into the show. And that made even more people want to go click. So we went from 600,000 or something like that impressions to 7 million.
Wow.
The next month. So our average was always between 500,000 and 1 million. Impressions, and all of a sudden it was like 7 million.
We fooled the algorithm.
We tricked it. We did this great big thing. And instead of being like, I can't believe you guys did that, it's 10 times your normal performance. It was like the next month it was only 1 million. So the quote from the head of the company was, it just went right back down.
They were baffled.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Because we made our whole show about making people go to a website and click on a
And
picture.
The sad thing is there's so many radio shows that are still doing that.
Still doing it.
I couldn't find your 175 song. Yeah, it was so crazy. It was like, I mean, it was all we did was drive people to the website. And it was, you know, it was cute. you know, while we had a theme, like, yeah. you know, picture, go check out 175, 161's crazy. Is that a, you know, a fifth eyeball growing up, you know, stuff like that. And so, yeah, we did all that, but it was dumb.
A little hack, because I do still click on those articles, the top 100 destinations of whatever. And if you look in the address bar, you'll always see the photo number. So you'll see 100 or 101. If you replace that with 01, if you want to see what the top one is, because they want you to scroll through the 100 until you get to the end of the list, that's a hack. If you just replace that number with one,
but
it'll take you to the first one.
But if you're doing it on your phone, can you still do that?
Yeah, if you can pull up, if you're on your browser.
Okay.
Yeah. You can. You just have to go in and manipulate the address a little bit. But yeah, that's how I get around them. I'm not sitting through your 99 most haunted places in America.
You
want to
see
the top one.
Yeah. Go ahead and put it on Bravo FX on Bubba 2. Okay. Patrick's got the song, apparently.
I haven't heard this in 9 years. But
Patrick wrote a song about Picture 175
Girl. I wrote this song
so
it can play on the podcast.
All right, here we go.
I was looking through pictures of people in scrubs.
My writing style hasn't
changed. On BigDandBubba.com. Everyone was different. A lot of them were fine. One lady even looked like my mom.
I remember that.
But then something happened. It took me by surprise. My heart skipped a beat. Couldn't believe my eyes. Number 175. She's the only one who makes me feel so alive. Number 175. The prettiest girl, and I ain't talking no jive. With long brown hair and her beautiful smile, I think that she might be the girl who fits my style. So I saved her picture on my hard drive. Number 175.
And of course, everybody went and clicked through 174. They all wanted to see who 175
was. And
then
the next month, it just went
right back down.
Couldn't understand. Oh, can't you just drive people there all the time?
I mean,
no,
you did it that one time.
Yeah, we did it for them that one time. We tossed them that little carrot. But then after that, it was like, no, okay. We care about what comes out of the speakers, not your clicks and your views.
Constant teasing.
You guys need to tease more.
Hey, we'll do that in 6 minutes.
Tease more. Talk more about what's coming up tomorrow.
6 minutes.
And the next day and the next day. I'm like, oh. How about we just do a great radio show and people will tune in and listen to it? How about that?
Yeah. You know, a lot has changed. I was listening to an old air check yesterday of Coyote McLeod from Y107.
Who Big D grew up like loving.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he really was.
He was like your hero, man. I remember you used to always talk about him.
And he's passed away now, but I was listening to air check and he was doing back time. 6:17, 17 after 6.
Well,
double time.
That was
I hated that.
But that was a big thing when people didn't have, you know, a phone with the time on it and didn't
or
always
the time
have the time
on their
in
dashboard.
Their
Yeah, you didn't have it in the car either.
I didn't have a time in my car until I was in college. Because all my old beater cars didn't have that. So you need, you know, that was people driving to work.
Yeah. 6:17, 17 after the hour, 43 minutes until we hit 8 o'clock.
I used to do it. I used to do, like, I would do 7 versions of how to say it. Mm-hmm. It is 6:05 plus 3. I mean, I would do dumb stuff like that, and they would get so mad.
I remember you would do, for the first half of the hour, you would do 6:15. Hang on. You would do 6:15, 15 after 6. After that, then you backed it. Like it's
you had to flip it.
15 minutes till.
Oh, after the half hour. So after like 6:30, you would say it's 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock. Gosh.
They would make us do that, and I hated it. I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. First of all, there are things called watches. Buy your own watch. If you really need to know the time, don't rely on the radio.
Oh, my God. Wait. First of all, when I worked one night. Not my first radio job, but my second big radio job was at WJBO in Baton Rouge, the news talk station. And the time was sponsored. There was a furniture store that used to be in Baton Rouge. It's closed now. It was called Korn Myers. And it had been there like 120 years. And so the time it was Korn Myers time, 7:02. And so you had to say, but anytime you said the time, you had to say Korn Myers time. And it was just, I'm thinking, looking back on it, thinking, Did they sponsor the time?
They
that
did.
Was the thing.
Man.
That was the big element that we have
that's
to
great.
Own.
Yeah.
And remember, you could always bit. You could always tell like the people who hated doing it because they would do like the time fairy and they would have some little "Hello, I'm the time fairy. It's 6:05." And they would
By
do
the way,
dumb
when he says
like that.
That was him. That was Bubba that did that. I'll bet money on it. It was Bubba that had the time fairy. Look at
Well, Dee and I grew up listening to totally different DJs, and my hometown-ish guy was Howard Stern, and he has the very famous scene in his movie where they tell him, "You don't say the time enough," and so he goes, "I gotta tell you guys, my grandmother died last night. I held her hand. She passed away right..." It's 6:17. Back to my grandmother.
Minutes,
and it's,
7 minutes after.
And that was the thing, 6:00. That he was pointing out then, the ridiculousness of it, and... That's part of what I think, you know, whether it's Coyote or whoever we were all listening to that shaped, like, even listening to Casey Kasem complaining about a dead dog dedication. Oh. And it's the
they
stuff that doesn't leave your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I loved it. Bubba really loves to hear people tease the weather coming up.
Oh, my gosh. And people are still doing that nowadays. Look, you're listening to the radio, and you're probably most, I would probably say about 70% of people listening to the radio are probably in the car or near a window. So, you know, current, hey, we'll tell you what's going on right now in just a moment. Well, tell me now. Mm-hmm. Or
I think the only thing we ever tease is when someone's coming on the show.
That's,
because we can't do it right now.
That's
like,
pretty much it. Yeah,
Luke
like
Combs
we'll say,
is calling in 30 minutes. I can't, you know, so it's okay to tease that he's coming up.
Yeah, just to let people know to stick around for that.
Yeah, but I heard a tease the other day on somebody else's radio show that said, you know, we've got a big guest on the show today. I'll tell you who that is coming up in two songs. I'm like,
what?
You teasing the reveal of who the guest on the show is?
It's a tease of a tease.
It's a tease of a tease.
Then I hope it's somebody like, oh, it's John Gosselin.
Wait, just, I know that name. Who's John?
It was
Gosling?
That John and Kate plus eight.
Oh,
that's the point. That's somebody from like 18 years ago.
Big D
right.
had a crush on Kate.
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh,
he had a thing for Kate Gosselin.
Loved the duck butt haircut, man. Right? All that. He was all into
the
it.
She was the first Karen. She was the first one with that haircut that I remember.
Oh. Hmm. Wow, I would not have pegged that, D.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
I just didn't think she would have been your type.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know what your type. I know what his type is. I'm not sure what your type is.
Very exotic. No,
no, that's not it at all.
No. Like
tall blondes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Not
mean,
even
tall.
Just
tall
not
blondes,
little,
teeny,
red,
tiny
blue ones.
Eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, yeah. I'm, you know. Mm. But yeah. Mm. What's the average height for a woman?
I don't know, Carson. You know? We're 5'5".
We are probably 5'5", 5'6".
The lady gives me my medical massage, she's like 5'1".
Yeah, I think my wife is 5'1".
Yeah, I'm about 5'1".
That's so weird to me.
Average height for a woman in the United States is a little under 5'4" tall.
Oh, really? Hmm.
5'4".
Wow, 5'4".
Yeah, so it's 63.5 inches is the average height.
That means as many people are taller than that as are shorter than that.
So what's for men?
5'9".
I don't think it's 5'9". I think it's taller because people are getting taller. Average is 5'9".
Yeah.
Got one right.
5'9".
Like it's a competition. Like everything's trivia.
Everything's
over here.
A competition.
Okay, so
everything's
this is
trivia.
Interesting,
everything
though.
Is.
Wait a minute. So the United States men are in 37th place for male height. Where are people taller?
Parts of Europe. Scandinavia.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of those Nordic guys.
Yeah, and
like
that's
your Skarsgårds.
Yeah.
They're tall dudes.
Okay, so we got the United Kingdom, slightly taller than America, Canada, Australia, France. Then we go to Norway, Germany, and Denmark. In Denmark, the average height is 5'11 and a half.
Wow. That's the top. Is that the top, the highest?
Yeah.
The average height is basically 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
Yemen. The average guy is 5'3". 5'3", same as a lady here in America.
Mm. Or you should India, go there, 5'5". You'd be a giant.
I would be a giant.
Dude, I know we've told these jokes before, but I've never felt bigger than when we were in Japan. Walking through the airport in Japan with Big D, I felt like we were professional wrestlers.
Five
People
foot seven,
kept looking
by the way.
At us like,
I know. what in the world?
What is going on?
And Big D, didn't you have your sumo shirt on that day, or no?
No, I wore that on stage. It says, it's in Japanese, it says, I am not a sumo wrestler.
In Japanese. So the only person who would get the joke is somebody who spoke it.
That was a real thought. I had a forethought.
Yeah, there's a couple of people who walked by you and then just kind of giggled because they got it.
Yeah. But then the sad thing was, is like you wore it on stage where it was all Americans.
Yeah. Right.
You know? But still very funny.
But we knew what you were doing.
Yeah, that was a good trip. I enjoyed that. Four days?
Five days? No, it was like 6 days to do three shows.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like,
it was a lot. We traveled for 2 days basically to get there. We left at 6 a.m. one morning and got there at 9 o'clock the next night.
Oof.
And well, it's because you crossed the date line and all that kind of stuff.
It's just a long trip.
God, I remember I was so tired. Got in that bed and just was out. And then I felt like 13 seconds later.
If you stayed in bed 10 minutes later after Reveille, you heard boom! And the whole building shook because it's basically an artillery range at where were we at first?
You're talking about Fuji. Fuji, by the way, had the best shower. I don't know about you guys' showers over there. I don't know where the water, it wasn't even the water pressure, it was the water volume.
Oh, yeah.
Like the shower head, it was like dumping a bucket of water on you constantly. Yeah. Like, I've never seen a shower with that much volume of water. It was just like, it was like being under a waterfall. I'm like, this is the greatest shower ever in history.
What does that get? What's that casino we went to?
Oh,
the pachinko place?
Pachinko. There's a video on our YouTube page of Dee and I going to play pachinko. Like, we had to sneak off base and
call a cab,
which calling the cab was an adventure because they don't speak English. We were not in Tokyo. We were not in like a big city where
the base of Mount Fuji.
Yeah. So we go to this pachinko place and my goodness, man, I still remember walking in that place. It was so loud. Because it's pachinko. It's like these little metal balls. It's like something between like a slot machine and like a pinball machine and...
So there's all these machines, and they're dropping metal ball bearings, and they're all over. So it's just constant noise. And then win these. They put them in a bucket, and then you go next door and exchange them for money because they couldn't have – they couldn't gambling.
No. You go next door and exchange them for a prize. And are you in the place, you exchange them for a prize, like a little stuffed animal that's worth 25,000 yen or whatever. Okay, then you take that next door and you can sell that back. So that's their workaround.
Oh,
so you win a prize, but then you can sell the prize at a different building, which just happens to be next door to this building. And that's your way of making money playing pachinko.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, remember when we were walking through Yokosuka and we looked in the pachinko place? We saw a guy with buckets and buckets and buckets of them. Like, oh wow.
Is this our video? Or is that just one in general?
It was one of ours, but it's not the one with all the noise and all that
kind of
stuff. No, here, I'll go to this one here. What you don't hear is that rushing sound that sounds like water is actually metal.
Yeah,
it's those ball bearings.
Yeah,
wow. It's one of the loudest things you'll ever experience, possibly.
Crazy. It was so funny.
And it's funny because I tell people all the time, I've traveled all over, and one of my favorite places is Japan. That trip was so memorable. And let me tell you something. If you've never heard me say this before, I will say it a million times. Gas station sushi in Japan is better than the most luxurious, swankiest place you'll ever get it in America. Dude, I've had good sushi.
Only if you like weird stuff. Bubba was eating weird stuff.
I was eating all the stuff.
Bubba was eating stuff that just to see if he could freak D and I out. That's the stuff Bubba was eating. Like, but I do remember stopping. Oh gosh, those gas stations were so much fun.
It was like going to a Bucky's here in the States.
Japanese Bucky's,
but it's like Japanese Bucky's. So you walk in, and you know how we have like the wall of jerky and all that kind of stuff. You walk in, it's like wall of sushi. Then you go to the next one, and it's like these little angel food cake looking things, and they're you know with all the decorative. And then you go somewhere else, and it's like all these toys, and it was great. And we stopped on a pretty regular basis. That was one of our things: is gas stations. Let's go.
Because we're basically tourists.
Yeah. And that was the most touristy stuff we got to do. Yeah. I mean, we were on the USO's time. So it's not like we could pick and choose where we went. So we did a lot of roadside stuff. And we shopped at a bazaar on base.
Yes.
At which that was the second one, Camp Zama.
That was at Camp Zama where we got that.
We got Tanuki.
Tanuki is not only a Japanese real deal thing, but our Tanuki is an antique.
Yeah, he's really old.
So please be gentle with him. I don't know how we safely got him back to America.
Remember, we had that lady sent it to us in like.
Yeah, we had someone else ship it. Yeah, we didn't do it.
What did we bring back? There was something we brought back that was
Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah. It was Kit Kats.
I had so many Kit Kats in my one of my suitcases was all Kit Kats. So I still have those Kit Kats.
We had some weird flavors.
Oh, so great.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think we're going to be done. Anybody else got anything?
No, I'm good.
Twix bars.
Again, please subscribe, rate, share, do all the stuff.
Salad bars?
Salad bars. There's a salad bar.
Remember they had a salad bar?
That kid, jerkwad.
Thank you, and we will see you next week for the podcast.
Jerkwad.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Just went
right
back down.
Because you can listen to the regular show. On the radio, every day, it was the podcast.